Well, that's chapter 11, Mishnah 6. Carrying on from the last Mishnah, Tuma Babais, Liu Alav Tohirin. It's a similar kind of case, but it's slightly different in that you've still got a person, a living person, lying on the threshold, and the person is partly inside the house and partly outside the house. But in this case over here, the corpse is inside the house, and then people, pure people, overshadow the person partly outside the house. So are these people, if they, you know, can this, the person who's lying on the threshold, can he transmit the corpse impurity from inside the house through him to the people who are overshadowing him? And the opinions stay consistent. Beis Shama Mataharin. Beis Shama says no, they can't. He can't transmit impurity outside of the house. Beis Hillel Matamin, and Beis Hillel declare the overshadowers impure. They are impure, and again, Beis Hillel holds that the person lying, because the human body is considered a hollow, so the upper part of the body serves as a tent to convey the impurity from inside the house in the space beneath him and into the space outside of him. So anybody going over this person will be considered impure.